know that there's no getting off you. And I don't wanna ever come down off this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I have a special treat for all of you and listening today. I have my friends Sophie and Bella in the studio, so stay tuned in like 1 minute and we'll get started.
You're my little push of love, girl. Ain't you? Yes, yeah. Just my little push of love, girl. Ain't you? Since you came around, I've been living a different life. And I don't wanna come down from this love I got on high. And people call me a user, but I want you. Go on and use me too. Nothing else will do. All I want is you, babe.
Hey there, listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I am joined by my best friends here at Dominican University, Sophie and Bella. Girls, please say hello.
Hey!
Yo, yo, yo!
It's always so nice to have them in the studio. It's always so fun, and today is such a beautiful day here on campus. I mean, the sun is shining, everything's green, the pool opened today. Ooh, that's exciting. Woo-hoo! You'll get our tan on. Hopefully no skin cancer, because that would suck. for all my listeners who are probably just joining or figured out that my show's today, I'm sorry for the scheduling error. I had a tennis match yesterday, and it went through my little slot, so I had to reschedule it, and I also have my sister coming to town, so I had to, like, make it work, but made sure that it was put on the website. So for those of you just joining and aren't really sure how my show works, I have this first segment called Celebrity News. I mean, it's self-explanatory. It's what's going on in Hollywood, drama, baby mama stuff, all that good. I mean, you know, the good stuff.
It's always great.
Yeah. So my first story, reality princess Kim Kardashian may get everything she wants, but when it comes to a little legal wiggle room for her divorce, that's one thing she'll never get. A judge has turned down the pregnant star's request to bump up the trial date in her divorce case against estranged ex Chris Humphries. The two remain on track for court showdown in Los Angeles on May 6 as originally scheduled. Kanye West's baby mama had hoped to push the trial date up to May 3rd due to her prior commitment she purportedly has in New York. But Humphrey's legal team argued what the schedule switch would force witnesses to say an extra weekend to accommodate the changes. The 28-year-old Brooklyn Nets baller attorneys then proposed an alternate trial date of May 7th. But on Tuesday, a Los Angeles Superior Court judge swatted down both sides' propositions, ruling that the trial will proceed on May 6th. The trial date was finally locked down in mid-February after the protracted and heated exploratory period in which the 32-year-old Kardashian's legal eagles accused Humphrey's team of deliberately stalling the proceedings and questioned their claims of uncooperative third parties. Meanwhile, accused Kardashian's camp of her using her pregnancy as an unfair lichpin to push the expedited trial, barring any 11th-hour upheavals. The trial is expected to stretch for 5 days, with three witnesses testifying on behalf of Kardashian and up to five witnesses battling on behalf of Humphries. I have followed this divorce since the beginning. I mean, I was there for their little courtship. I mean, you girls all saw in Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I mean, it was a really short courtship.
Oh, for sure.
It was shorter than, I mean, Khloe and Lamar's was shorter, I think, but they were together the whole time, whereas Kim and Chris weren't even together while they were in their courtship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were so busy with each other's schedules.
They both have completely different lives, and so I didn't think it was going to work from the beginning, and it didn't.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because, like you said, Khloe and her husband, they had a short courtship, and they're still together. But with Kim, she's full of drama, honestly. And it's sad, too, because I'm not a huge fan of Kim Kardashian, however, but because she is pregnant, and I'm sure this pregnancy was not planned, because she is pregnant, if this divorce continues through her pregnancy when she actually physically delivers this child, Chris Humphries, who's not even the baby daddy, has complete custody over that child. He can get 50-50 custody. And it's so wrong because even, yeah, they're still legally married, but that's not even his kid. Like, oh my God, could you imagine that? He's crazy.
I mean, I feel like, though, if you ever watched the show when they were talking, it was Chris who wanted the kids and wanted, like, a slower-paced lifestyle, and Kim refused. That's really where a lot of their arguments stemmed from. So, I mean, I know this sounds awful, but I feel like they should just give the baby to him because he'd be a really great dad.
But do you know what, too? I mean, I saw Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and he was awful. I mean, he was rude to everyone.
I think they made him look... I honestly, genuinely believe they spent their time making Kim look good, and I feel like he was just... trying to get somewhere in life, and maybe he chose the wrong path, but I feel like he has way better values. He understands that family is something that you respect, and Kim and Kanye have only spent 19 days together since she announced her pregnancy in January.
You know what, that is true. I mean, I guess I can see your point on that. I mean, that reality TV, that's what they spend their time doing, making people look bad. And when you actually, now that you say it, Kim Kardashian isn't the most normal person out there. I mean, come on, let's be real. It's Kim Kardashian. She got famous for a sex tape. So
Ray J's putting a book out about the sex tape again, if you didn't know that.
So everybody, keep your eyes peeled. It's going to be in store shortly. Yeah, go Kim Kardashian. It's really funny to see where she started and where she is now. I mean, she was this little trashy closet organizer for Paris Hilton, and all of a sudden she's like some hoity-toity fashionista.
She started from the bottom, and now she's on top.
Thank you.
Started from the bottom, now we hit. <Just kidding. laughs> Well, best of luck to Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries. I mean, I'm sure whatever happens is probably for the best. In other news, it looks like Lance Armstrong won't be making much of a splash this weekend after all. While he had planned to participate in the Master South Central Zone Swimming Championships at the University of Texas, the disgraced cyclist has pulled out from the competition. His withdrawal stems from the fact that the event is being staged by the U.S. Master Swimming and is overseen by the International Swimming Federation. According to the New York Times, FINA must adhere to the World Anti-Doping Agency rules. The World Anti-Doping Agency has banned Armstrong from cycling for life because of his use of performance-enhancing drugs during his Tour de France victories. Robert Butcher, executive director of U.S. Master Swimming, told CNN that after informing Armstrong's camp about the situation, his management team said, "We do not want to cause harm to your organization. We're not going to try and create a sideshow circus for you guys. He is just going to withdraw or not show up for the event." Ladies, I mean, again, we're here. We've been, most of these events I'm talking about, we've seen the befores and the afters and the middles. I mean, we were all aware of the Oprah Winfrey interview he did, confessing, I doped, even though he sued thousands of friends and teammates and, I mean, for a lie, basically. I mean, he was lying.
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of it stems from he just wasn't confident, you know? Like, he knew he messed up, and he knew there's a lot of
people. He was trying to cover his tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But see, it's like, when you lie for that long and that hard about something, it's like, you can't even trust that person's character. I mean, he bus-tossed family members, bus-tossed teammates, bus-tossed other teammates, like, who weren't even teammates, like, people who were participating in the championships.
All of us, you know, who thought he was this, like, amazing racer.
We proudly just wore his little, like, yellow band around our wrist. Like, he was a household name for the longest time as we were growing up. And now to, like, hear this disappointment, like...
Well, it's like, I got the Livestrong bracelets, that was a huge thing for me in middle school. And it's like, my parents were like, oh, if Lance Armstrong had cancer and could win Tour de France, you can go to school. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you can get through today.
Yeah, like, yeah, you'll make it through. It was like, oh, okay, like, that's true. Like, he really was inspiring. I mean, movies even, like, it, like, put his story in. Like, Dodgeball, seeing Lance Armstrong, or... what was it? I think it was Ted, where the guy with the house who's going after Mila Kunitz, Joe McHale.
Oh, yeah.
When he had Lance Armstrong's other man bit for a display. I mean, but no, it's like now we look back at these references and we're like, too bad you're a doper, you drug addict.
I mean, there's, like, pressure to do it. And it ends up that basically any athlete is... you know, enhancing themselves and everything that.
In some way, every athlete, I'm not condemning him, but there's different ways that athletes find that they like succeed. And for him, unfortunately, it was the only way he saw.
As an athlete over here,
I'm not saying
it, it made me, it made me as an athlete furious, because it's like, not everybody, like, I mean, to be an athlete, I mean, yeah, that takes time and commitment. So it's like, it's not an easy thing. And it's like, for me, especially being an athlete, I looked up to him because it was like, wow, yeah, you really, I mean, especially after having cancer, like, you really have to train like nobody's business to bounce back and be as good as you are. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was always a struggle to get really fit, get really like, to excel in my sport. And it's like, but I got here. I didn't do drugs. I never took any shortcuts. Like, it was long, it was hard, and there was blood, sweat, and tears, but it's like, I made it eventually. I just didn't make it as fast as most. Yeah. So it's like, then when I hear about him saying, well, everyone else did it, it's like, well, if everyone else lit their hair on fire, would you do that? Like,
yeah,
if everyone else jumped off a bridge, like, you can't use, well, you can't point fingers.
It's like the baseball. Like, baseball, mm-hmm, you know, a couple mm-hmm years ago had a huge influx of people just, you know,
wasn't
joking.
That when nobody made it to the Hall of Fame last year because of that, right? Like, no one was elected for last year?
No, there's people. I mean, it was a lot to deal with, like, Barry Bonds and how many home runs he was hitting.
Yeah.
You know, that's what really sparked it. But, you know, like, Manny Ramirez, Eric Gagne, like, all these really big-name players who played for amazing teams. They weren't playing for, you know, the Astros. They were playing mm-hmm for the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Giants, like, people who get amazing funding. And you just see it throughout the culture that a lot of guys think the only way they're going to be successful mm-hmm is through that, and it shouldn't be.
It's unfortunate, because it's like, it really takes the fun out of sports when you don't know if someone's like naturally, like, if they're naturally athletic or if they're enhancing themselves. There's just no fun in that.
Exactly.
And like, once you're found out, it like ruins your entire life.
Well, yeah, Lance Armstrong's going to be broke now. For, like, yeah. I mean, he's getting sued by everyone. Even people who've just read his books and don't even know him, they're suing him. It's shocking. Mm-hmm. But it really goes back to show. I mean, kids, like, don't tell a lie. I mean, if you're caught, just confess. I mean, mm-hmm, the truth will set you free, I swear to God. That's the one thing I've learned, if anything, in college. Never lie.
Please.
But Lance Armstrong, you do you. I mean, you've already screwed up. There's only going... You're started at the bottom again. There's only going up from here.
All these people we're talking about have started from the bottom. Now they're here.
Honestly, I feel like all these stories that we're going to be reading are going to be like, the theme of today's shows, listeners, is started from the bottom, now we're here. So I'll remind you of that, but just keep that in mind. Okay, so my third story, Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus are having a teachable moment. The pop stars are among a group of artists, including Pitbull, LMFAO's Redfo, and Jason Mraz, joining forces to headline a one-hour TV special paying tribute to educators and stressing the importance of a quality education. Considering the Biebs shows in Norway prompted school officials to reschedule midterm exams, sounds like this is a good cause to support. Also participating in the program, titled Real Change Project, Artists for Education, will be legendary producer and jazz man Quincy Jones and Glee star Matthew Morrison. The show will feature musical performance, interviews, and segments with the artists as they return to their hometown schools to talk with teachers who had a profound impact on them, as well as surprise students. They'll also sponsor classrooms as part of a charitable endeavor, which advocates improved resources for the nation's educational system. The goal of our show is to not only honor these teachers, but to also inspire Americans to adopt a classroom and support those who are shaping the minds of tomorrow by providing the supplies that enable them to keep making a difference today. Real Change Productions head Liam Murphy told Trade, the special is set to air on April 23rd at 7 p.m. on CBS, 2 weeks ahead of the National Teacher Appreciation Week. Ladies, your thoughts on the show and the celebrities joining forces? What do you think?
That makes my heart all warm and fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy and just leaking with love.
Yeah.
Like butterflies and sunshine.
I love butterflies and sunshine. It's ignorant. You know, like, when you think butterflies and sunshine, like, nothing else matters. Ignorance is bliss. Not a care in the world.
And, you know, Justin really needs, like, fix his image. So this is a good way to do it.
Can you believe that people in Norway rescheduled their midterms for Justin Bieber?
If you think about it,
that's like Britney Spears, like our teachers this year, like, do you know what, we'll cancel finals because Britney Spears is performing at the Oracle. Like, okay, see you later, professor. Like,
don't even show up.
For one day, I mean, a concert is a day. Why do you need to reschedule a whole week of tests?
I know.
I mean, I know from personal experience. I've gone to a concert and then gone to class the next day.
Oh, yeah, you have. Yeah, you have Rebel Child.
It was Britney Spears.
And you know what? I do love Britney Spears. I did that for Hillary Duff in fifth grade.
But Justin is no Britney Spears.
Really, though.
Let's talk about that.
I mean, he got a monkey taken away at the airport.
You know what's so funny? When I'm... when I was looking at this article, they had a picture of Miley Cyrus and Justin Bieber. And the only reason I was interested in reading it because I thought they were going to compare and contrast how much they look alike.
Oh, because of her hair. Because
of the picture, they both had the cherry red lips. But they both had the really big eyelashes, like they had makeup on, and they both had their hair in an updo faux hawk.
Oh my gosh. Okay, but let's get back to the American school system. They really need some supporters right now. Oh so my this God. Is.
Do you know great. What? This we just great. Had. We just, and I actually have a PSA coming up. Yeah. But here in Marin, we just had the run for reading. So.
Oh, I saw those little kids running around on campus.
That's yeah, what it was. That was like those little babies. Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what those kids were doing. They were running for school supplies because they're broke. It's sad. And I'm. Do you know what?
But fourth graders being broke.
Why not, as a tribute to the school of making money, let's make them exercise too. Because exactly. that's what because we
childhood
need.
Obesity is yes. just a problem as childhood literacy.
Yeah, exactly.
They're equivalent.
Well, and you know point. What? I figure after I pay off my loans to Dominican, because as we all know, if you're a student here, they're very expensive. Mm-hmm. Once I can pay off my loans there, I feel like I'll start making adequate amounts of money and I can start donating to these classrooms.
It's good say, to I'm like say, invest see, your you guys, money you see, in the
I'm
classroom.
Saying this with a straight face. I'm not even laughing.
Mm-mm. You're not. Mm-mm. There is not a chuckle in that.
Nope.
Grin.
No, there is not. And I plan on helping all those children in need. Mm-hmm. But that's that. This story, I mean no offense to anyone who's listening and may take offense to this, but seriously, I find it comical because some people are just so ignorant in this world. It like drives me crazy and I just want to laugh about it. That's my way of dealing with things. Like people have nervous gas. I get nervous laughs. Rick Ross has seen the light. About a week after calling the outcry over a verse in his tune, U-O-E-N... Okay, wait. Let's just stop with this. He has a song called U-O-E-N-O.
Not
E-U-N-O. Like, and that's like every vowel in like one consonant. Why? Like, who names their song that? Like, yo, Mom, I'm listening to U-O-E-N-O. Mom, can you turn on U-O-E-N-O?
I'm really proud of you for actually getting that out because I try and I can't. Like,
you know? Yeah, so, okay, we already know that like this is like just a red flag already. The song title's a red flag already. But yeah, he said that a verse in his tune, U-O-E-N-O, is a misunderstanding, and the rapper finally apologized for the offense via Twitter today. He says, and I quote, "I do not condone rape. Apologies for the hashtag lyric interpreted as rape. Hashtag boss." Okay, real professional there, Rick Ross.
All right, Rick Ross.
Ross tweeted, he added, "Apologies to my main business partners who would never promote violence against women at Reebok Classic at Ultraviolet." Okay, first of all, as a woman who follows this tweeter, you're an idiot. We all know you're just tweeting that because you want to save your endorsement deals, a.k.a. what pays your food bills, a.k.a. what... pays your house bills, aka what pays your Rolls Royce bills,
aka what pays your marijuana dependency.
There, yeah. There we go. Yeah, and Reebok has been audited with calls to drop Ross after the release of U-O-E-N-O, which includes the lyric, and I quote, "I did not make this up. Put Molly all." Okay, really quick for those who are listening who are a little old school, Molly is like ecstasy / date rape. Put Molly all in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. And again, Molly is slang for the term MDMA, a crystalline or powder form of the drug ecstasy. It's time for Reebok to stop using their brand as a platform to promote rape and the idea that rape is not just okay but cool, Nita Chaudhary, a co-founder of women's rights group Ultraviolet, said in a statement today following a protest outside the sportswear's brand flag shop in New York City. Contrary to Ross's claims, there was no misinterpretation here. Slipping a woman a drug and enjoying that is rape, plain and simple. It's time for Reebok to answer the 72,000 customers who want them to stop promoting violence against women and fire Rick Ross. "Women are the most precious gift known to mankind," Ross has previously stated in an interview with New Orleans 93.3 FM. Rick Ross said this, and this is the part that really my belly starts to laugh and I start to feel sick. "It was a misunderstanding with the lyric. A misinterpretation. The term rape was not used. I would never use the term rape." Okay, Rick Ross, it sounds like you probably missed out on every level of education that there is education there is to
maybe
offer.
Maybe Justin and Miley can help you out for that.
Yeah, let me just tell you, there's a thing called read between the lines. And that's kind of where you got. Not only was it read between the lines, there's also things called synonyms, which is like you other words to get to your point. If I had to guess a synonym for rape, it's what you put in your song.
Exactly.
So
if you're giving people drugs and you're enjoying
and
that.
And they don't even know it.
She don't even know it.
Like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I don't know where you're from, but you're uneducated. Yeah. And I hope one day.
It just puts like a bad image for the entire like industry of
people.
Yes.
You know,
that's exactly
very,
what it is.
There's a fine line between, you know, rapping about like a party and rapping about raping a woman. And that's where he went. He went to the part.
Yes. Sophie, you took the words right out of my mouth.
He could have said, I popped the Molly, I'm sweating. Like, that's a great lyric.
Popped Molly, I'm sweating.
Everyone quotes that every single day. Hashtag that on Instagram. That's all
and
we need.
All you have to do
but
is
that's
sweat. That's
all
it.
On your own accord. You popped that Molly. You didn't have some man slip it into your nice glass of pink champagne that you ordered at the bar, and you just wanted to have a little fun with your girlfriend.
Well, now, ever since I heard about this lyric, I'm terrified to drink anything. Like, I only drink fluid. No, like water. Like, I only drink like fluids in my room.
Yeah.
I will. Caloriga, like you will not see me with a drink at Caloriga for that reason alone. And I am not kidding.
That soda dispenser.
Oh.
You know, there's lots of random people. So I refuse. If you ever need, like, if you want to see me drinking a glass of water, I'll be in my dorm.
If you would like to see DJ Gossip Girl consume a glass of water,
you know where to find. Just kidding. Don't find me. I'd rather drink water by myself.
You will not see her on
cranberry
the street.
Cranberry juice, soda. I mean, we'll just, yeah. That's not besides the point.
That's so great.
You guys are just ridiculous. Anyway, for those of you just tuning in, I'm DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm here with Sophie and Bella. We're going to take a quick station break, and then we will get back to the show.
Recipe for a good time, and it ain't really nothing but closing your bed. No, tell me you wanna get close somewhere far away, far away. Don't worry about your love and it won't go to waste, go to waste. Don't ever change your flavor, cause I love the taste, love the taste. And if you ask me where I wanna go, I say all the way. Cause she started when she said, hey, 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 smacking that strawberry bubblegum. It really got me when you said, hey, 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 popping that strawberry bubblegum. My little strawberry, strawberry, strawberry bubblegum. My little strawberry, strawberry, strawberry bubblegum. She's my little strawberry, strawberry, strawberry bubblegum. My little strawberry, strawberry, strawberry bubblegum. Hey, 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 my little, hey, hey, hey. Told me
their listeners. This is DJ Gossip Girl. You're listening to You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm so lucky today because I have my friends Sophie and Bella here in the studio. Ladies, say hello.
Hello.
They're just such beautiful young ladies. I love them to pieces, and it's always so great having them on the show. For my new listeners just joining and tuning in, I am still in the middle of my celebrity news segment, which is ultimately my favorite segment. We kind of briefly recapped on some pretty interesting stories, and people who have stayed tuned, remember what the theme is for the celebrity news segment. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Remember, started from the bottom, now we're here. Drake sings that song. If you're interested in knowing exactly what it's about, he literally repeats, started from the bottom, now we're here, for 3 minutes and 32 seconds. And I'm sure you can find it on iTunes. So be sure to get on that after the show. Continuing on with my celebrity news segment, Margaret Thatcher died yesterday morning at the age of 87. So sad. For those of you who don't know who she is, the former UK Prime Minister passed away peacefully after suffering a stroke. Thatcher, who held office as a prime minister from 1979 to 1990, was nicknamed the Iron Lady because of her unwavering stance on politics. In 2011, Meryl Streep portrayed Thatcher in The Iron Lady, winning an Academy Award for her performance. In a 2012 interview with the BBC, Streep says that while Thatcher's conservative politics didn't line up with her own views, she was secretly thrilled when she was elected in 1979, and there was a female head of Britain. Thatcher remains the only woman to have served as a UK's prime minister. This was ultimately really sad. I was talking to Bella earlier, and she said she watched the movie with Meryl Streep. And Bella, tell the viewers what you were telling me.
Well, you know, I watched the movie with my mom, and we were watching it, and my mom's really big on, like, you know, women empowerment and everything. Mm-hmm. And we were watching it, and it's about her life and how she fought, you know, her whole from being a young woman in this male-dominated society and fought to be on top. And she slowly started fading into, you know, she had dementia and all these other, you know, mental problems that slowly started coming up in her life that made it to where she couldn't truly, you know, capably hold office or, you know, work in the government like she had been. And it was mm-hmm. the movie, I mean, I'm not, you know, 100% certain how based in fact it is, but I mean, I'm assuming for the accolade it got, it had a good, solid grounding in its mm-hmm. historical context. And it was just amazing to see this woman who knew her views and stuck to them and was not going to let a man step in her way or children. She still had a family. She still did everything that, you know, a woman needs to do, but she also, you know, it's so awful to say that. I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want to do, no matter who you are.
Well, it's like we've been in this mold since like the 1930s. I mean, women are supposed to be at the house and men are out working. And it's like, it's really cool seeing a woman who can do both. Because staying at home, I don't care. Like, stay at home moms, you guys are awesome. Because mm-hmm. that's one of the hardest jobs, keeping up with everyone, keeping up with the kids, keeping like maintaining that kind of household, that's hard. And so the fact that Margaret Thatcher was able to run a country, let alone take care of her family in the household, like, that is incredible. And it's interesting because it's like a prime minister is the equivalent to a president here, and they had the equivalent to what would be a female president in 1979 to 1990. I mean, we've yet to have a female president.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like it'll happen like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you think? 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Three. Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You're right.
We're getting there. Uh-huh. So my condolences from everyone here in the studio, condolences to Margaret Thatcher's family and anyone who she's affected. I mean, she's an awesome lady. And
she's again, leaving behind a legacy.
She has, and it's great.
She did.
But in more lighter airy news, actually, it's not really that airy. It's pretty depressing. Kathy Griffin's talk show stint is over. For now, at least. After two seasons, Bravo has canceled Kathy, the comedian confirmed during a stand-up show in Cincinnati Friday. According to the Cincinnati Inquirer, Griffin told the audience Bravo execs had informed her Thursday that they planned to pull the plug on the show. Griffin also confirmed the news via Twitter Saturday, writing, "Sad but true. Appreciate your kind words." And she retweeted this to Perez Hilton regarding the show's cancellation. So what's next for the former My Life on the D-List star? Reports have swirled that Griffin and Anderson Cooper have an hour-long show in the works for CNN, but neither have confirmed the news just yet. We'll just have to wait and see. Girls?
Sounds awful.
Sounds awful.
I don't like Kathy Griffin.
Really?
I've never liked her.
I think she is so funny. I watched her show, My Life on the D-List.
Yeah.
And it is just absolutely hilarious.
I tried to when, like, a couple years ago. And I was just like, who, what are you doing, lady? Like, she's
Remember when she did her pap smear in public?
I didn't watch it enough. So.
Oh, my gosh. I see, that's why I love her. She's so crazy that she literally, like, pimps herself out. She pimps her poor mom out.
Over here is shaking her head in disgust.
She pimped her mom out, and it's hilarious. Her mom loves it. Her mom's, like, 89.
No. I don't know. It's just...
No, Ellen pimps her mom out nicely.
None of it is appealing to me.
She disgusts me.
And the fact that she's going to be with Anderson Cooper, who is, like... The most adorable person.
He is a silver fox. He is a silver fox. I would. Ooh, Anderson Cooper. He's smart, educated.
But that's what I agree with you guys. I don't think Kathy Griffin and Anderson Cooper are meant to be together. That's like putting milk and water together.
I don't want watered down milk, please. I would rather.
Have you ever put water in milk?
We've seen you do it, DJ Gossip Girl.
Okay, guys, confessions. I did it because, yes, I was bored. Yes, I was tired. And I tried to stack my cups together, but it was equally filled with milk and water. So I drank my water and then I poured the rest of it in the milk so I could stack my cups. And I learned the hard way. It does not mix well.
So it's Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin.
Exactly. So, we'll just have to wait and see where this goes. But, you can count me out on that. Kathy Griffin, if your show comes back, I'll be your number one fan. But
Sophie and Bella will not be tuning in.
But Anderson Cooper and Kathy Griffin, I'll probably know.
She's on the top, but now she's going to the bottom.
She started from her show D-List. Yeah.
I think she started from the bottom and she's still on the bottom.
She's still there. Started from the bottom and she knows she's still rocking there. Like, there we go. Why don't you guys just call me like DJ rap star,
like rap guru, DJ rap guru.
I mean, shucks.
I
can rap Nicki Minaj pretty well.
We know.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah.
Spit it.
I can't just do it on the spot. Blush. But and talking of rappers and R&B singers, Chris Brown and Bad Girl Riri have officially called it quits. Yeah, you heard me right. They called it quits. Last show. You remember me talking about the radio show, about how they supposedly were broken up, but that turned out to be a hoax, and they were together, madly in love, and they're passionate, blah, 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 yuck. Yeah, no, they're broken up, boo-hoo. Last week, that's what I said, and it's so true. E! News says it's so true, and E! News is my source of valid news. They actually know what they're talking about.
Usually what they report is something that it's believable and it ends up becoming true.
Yeah,
I agree.
And the good news is Rihanna will always love Chris. That's what she put out in a statement. But she has ultimately decided to move on and reshift her focus to her career and her business ventures. Woman, just when I thought you were stupid, you're getting brownie points with me again. Smart business move. I must say, though, when it comes to breakups, regardless of who you are, I get very emotional. And my heart starts to like just kind of weep, and then my stomach kind of gets sick, and then my head starts to hurt, and I almost want to cry. And it's really gets me. But I gotta stay professional. I can't cry over this. Rihanna was spotted at a Laker game this past weekend, and she appeared to be very content, which is good. She looks happy. She had an awful outfit on. But I don't think she really cares because, again, she's Bad Girl Riri and she'd do what she won't because she's the only girl in the world. Holla. And diamonds are in the sky. Just kidding. They're not in the sky. That'd be awesome if they were, though. We're just getting really off topic. I have a story.
It's just such a nice day.
It really is. It's so distracting. We have the windows open. It's beautiful. And I'm like, it's like putting a daze over me. But, girls, any more comments on Riri and Chris Brown?
It needed to happen. I think he needs to go away. He's the scum of the earth. You beat a woman, you're gone. I don't care what you do.
You know what he said? He said in another interview, he hopes in 10 years his career will be bigger than ever. I'm like, dude, you blew that like 5 years ago. You will never be on the top.
He started from the top. Now he at the bottom because he was I was talking about this with my dad. My dad was like, he was such a good guy. Like, I didn't mind you listening to his music. Like, he seemed like a family guy. You know, like he was 16. He wasn't a family guy, but
yeah. I mean, he was a decent teeny bopper.
He made like dance music. It wasn't like
he was like Michael Jackson.
He was on his way to
Okay, never mind. Not like Michael Jackson. Or take I it mean, back.
That kind of went. That.
Well, okay. Michael Jackson circa when he was normal and
there, yeah, like at the Thriller peak.
When he was black and not white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peak.
And
yeah.
You know, Chris Brown went from being black to an abuser.
See, and that I remember I had a,
yeah.
I had a huge poster of Chris Brown's face in my bedroom. Like, it went from one side of my wall almost to the other side of the wall. Like, it was ginormous. And it hung over my bed. And every night I used to think, we're going to get married one day. Like, I'm going to be famous and we're going to get married and we're going to have cute little kids. And then I remember February of my freshman year. Maybe it was my sophomore. It was my freshman year. I was sitting at the computer. My friend texted me that he'd gotten arrested. And then I found out about the Rihanna thing. And the second I told my mom, I started crying. And she got so angry, she ran upstairs and ripped the poster. I never saw him again. I don't. Bella, have some sensitivity.
Sorry.
I'm very emotional after the breakup news. Now I'm going to have to relive that tragic moment in my life. And I'll never get that poster back. They don't even make them anymore.
There's good reason.
Whatever. But again, off track. Back to my next story. This next story. Taylor Swift, I heart you so much. However, this interview actually made me cringe and I felt horrible for you. I almost considered like suing the magazine so they wouldn't have to release this. But Taylor Swift has many people worrying about her love life. In a new interview with Wonderland magazine summer issue, the country pop star says her future romantically and professionally is uncertain, and she's more than fine with that. I quote, "I've kind of realized that I have no idea where I'm going to be in the next year or in 6 months or in 2 months," she says. "I have no idea where I'm going to be mentally, emotionally, dreams, goals, wishes, hopes. I have no idea if I'm going to get married or be single forever or have a family or just be on my own. You know, paint in a cottage by the ocean by myself. I just have no idea and I'm kind of into that," she explains. "You can make a board for all the goals you want in your life with pictures on it and that's great. Daydreaming is wonderful. But you can never plan your future. Taylor, 23, isn't in a rush to date just yet for the sake of dating. Relationships are like traffic lights," she says, "and I just have this theory that I can only exist in a relationship if it's a green light. And as everyone knows from her music, Taylor has had her fair share of heartbreak. She tried to describe the feeling saying, it's very complex. You're never feeling just sad. Maybe you wake up and you feel sad and then you get angry and then you feel fine and you're like, I'm fine. Then you feel confident," she says. "And then you feel a sense of doubt, and then you're insecure, and then there's jealousy, and then you're back to sad, and then you feel fine again." Taylor Swift, I couldn't have said it better myself. However, this made me really depressed because I don't even think about this stuff. And we're like the same age. Like,
it's true.
I mean, new theme, ding, 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 ignorance is bliss. I like to think that I will get married one day and I will have a family and I will not die alone with 9 cats on a cottage painting an ocean. Kind of concerns me that you think that and you're only 23.
She has dated half of Hollywood by now. So
yeah, she's all over the map. And I don't really get the fact that all of a sudden she's like done with dating. Like, girl,
you're
what
23.
Is
well, you, she was just dating someone a month ago.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can never be certain with her because, you know, now maybe she'll write a song about being lonely and everything, and then ooh, she'll have.
Ooh. Or, you know how I said that she said relationships are like traffic lights? $20 says that she's going to write a song called Traffic Lights.
Well, I mean, she does have red, so right now she might be
loving
feeling.
Him was like driving a new Maserati down a dirt. Yeah, I know that song.
Oh, yeah.
You better know. Loving him was red. I'm going to play that for somebody or for you guys sometime.
T-Swizzle, when she came out with that, I had mad respect for her. And then I just kept hearing a lot of things about.
Honestly, I just love how real she is, though.
Yeah.
Because even though it might be crazy, she's real. Yeah, and her style is awesome. I mean, the ACM Awards, her dress was kind of iffy, but it was still hot, and her makeup was flawless.
I just can't take her seriously, which is good. It's good to have a person out there in Hollywood who can goof around, and she doesn't care about anything at all. And I'm just like, you go. You go, and you paint in that cottage.
You go, Glen Coco.
You go. For you, Glen Coco.
If that's what she wants to do with her life, then that's what she wants to do. I mean, you can't stop the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can't. But Taylor Swift, I always love you. I've made that known almost in every single radio show since the beginning of the semester. And I always hope and pray that one day you'll listen to the show and you'll want to be my best friend. And hopefully we don't have a breakup, a best friend breakup, so you don't write a song about me, because that would be awful.
Whatever happened with her and, like, Demi Lovato, weren't they best friends?
I'm not sure.
22 refers to Selena and...
What happened to her best friend, Abigail? From 15.
They still tour together. She goes on the tour with her.
Yeah, okay. I haven't heard a thing about her.
Her red hair.
Yeah.
Ooh. Abigail.
Love Abigail. Taylor Swift, you do you. We'll be right here supporting you. For those of you just tuning in, this is DJ Gossip Girl, and I'm in the studio with my lovely friends Sophie and Bella. We're going to take a quick station break, so stay tuned. And this is You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu.
Loving him is like driving a new Maserati down a dead end street. Faster than the wind, passionate as sin, ending so suddenly. Loving him is like trying to change your mind once you're already flying through the free fall. Like the colors in autumn so bright, just before they lose it all.
The part where you're like,
losing him is blue like I never know.
Listeners, just a quick PSA for all of you out there. The 12th annual Tiburon International Film Festival is back. The festival is set to begin April 11th at the Tiburon Playhouse Theater. This event is a 9-day event showcasing the best in global cinema. The Tiburon International Film Festival was established in 2001 and over the past 11 years has showcased over 2,000 films from more than 100 countries. This year, the films are presented from 30 countries, including Japan, India, Italy, and many more. For tickets and more information, please visit www.tiburonfilmfestival.com. Again, www.tiburonfilmfestival.com. Listeners, I hope you guys all enjoyed that lovely Taylor Swift tune that I tried to sing out for you earlier. Love that song more than anything. So those of you just tuning in, this is DJ Gossip Girl on You Know You Love It, only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm joined in the studio by my two lovely best friends, Sophie and Bella.
Hey there.
They're so awesome. Again, I am just so grateful to have you guys here in the studio. It's always so fun to have you. We always have a great time. Everything's always so fun. And they actually, you know, they're best friends when they're willing to sit in a studio and chat about celebrity gossip on such a beautiful day, especially since the pool's open. But hey, at least the pool, we could do the pool after this. Always the good news. So we just wrapped up my my celebrity news segment, and now we're going to be starting my Trending with the Stars, Love It or Hate It. New listeners, if you're not really sure what this segment is about, it's literally self-explanatory. What's going on in Hollywood? Hair, makeup, nails, clothes. I mean, everything. What's trending? What do we love and what do we hate? So my first trend for the segment is a Shrillex-inspired hairdo. Shrillex has inspired probably one of the most mind-boggling trends this year. The dubstep DJ reps shoulder-length hair with one side of his head completely shaven off, like buzzed cut. Other celeb copycats, you may ask? R&B singer Cassie, Avril Lavigne, Carmen Electra, and even Rihanna at one point. I personally could not wear this trend because my noggin is just too huge to function. And for that reason alone, I hate this trend because I just don't like to look awful. Sophie, Bella?
You know, I like the look personally, and I've thought about not like the whole side of my head, mm-hmm. but like the bottom of the back, like the nape part. I've always wanted to kind of like do a shave to that because it's just like, it's an edgy way to like present your hair. It's something different, mm-hmm. but it can definitely just look really trashy on like depending the way that it's cut and the way that it frames your face.
And if you like put like god awful colors in your hair.
Oh yeah, that kind of like making the rainbow and then shaving your head, it's like, can you just pick one thing?
Exactly.
Please. Mm-hmm.
My friend Dana actually did it to her. She shaved the side of her head. Dana did, and at first it startled me. She has very, very long, curly
hair. If you have
a
really gorgeous face and long enough hair, and it's like mm-hmm. not too much of your whole half of your head gone.
Yeah,
I think it's
can work.
Okay,
it works. She can still part her hair deep on the other side, and it covers it. You know, like
yeah.
she can like do it to where if she has to go somewhere, you know, like a wedding, and the people, you know, she doesn't want to draw attention to herself, and you know, mm-hmm. let the bride's day be the bride's day. She can easily cover it up, and no one's gonna be like, oh my god.
Well, it also makes me think, like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of taking, like, the opposite side of my part and pinning it back with bobby pins. And, oh my gosh, experiment. I did an experiment over Christmas break. Oh my gosh. Just thinking of my face and how scared I was. Oh my god. Okay, so I saw this girl, and it looked like she'd shaved her head. I'm like, I wonder what I would look like if I shaved the side of my head. This is how I know my head's too big to function. I took a ton of hairspray. Ton of it. And I sprayed the whole half, like, side of my head, like, took a comb to my head and, like, literally pulled my hair so tight underneath my hair and, like, bobby pinned it. And it literally looked like I'd shaved the side of my head because it was just so tight and, like, crunchy looking. Mm-hmm. And I just started crying.
DJ Gossip Girl.
I, like, through the process, I was kind of like, and then when I just stared at myself, I started crying because it was then I realized my head is huge. And, this trend will never be my friend.
You know, it's not for everyone.
It's surely not for everyone. I know that now.
I hope that nobody actually goes through with the shaving and starts crying. It's good that you
tried
you know,
it out
you,
before
you did a
you
trial
did
error.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then there'd be a lot of crying if I actually did it.
And a lot of wigs.
Oh, yeah.
Not even wigs. Just maybe like hair pieces, toupees, extensions.
Well, I mean, you shaved it. There's nothing to clip the extensions to.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about it. It kind of scares me. So I hate it. Sophie, love it or hate it?
Love it.
Bella?
On the right person, I can love it, but it takes the right person.
So we got
person.
A yes, no, and a maybe.
Yeah. It's
okay. Like you are not going to Hollywood.
Well, like, Cassie can do it. I don't think Carmen Electra can do it. Carmen Electra is 40 years old. Cassie's like 23.
That is true.
You know, that's the difference. It's a definite young mm-hmm. person.
It's generational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is true. That's like seeing like a...
Like, could you imagine your grandma coming up, hey, you want to go to that rock concert?
Or Shrillex concert? Like, yeah, sure, grandma, I'll see you there. Are you going to pop a Molly and sweat?
Oh,
just
God.
Kidding. I'm just kidding.
I hope she knows it.
I hope she knows. Okay, trend number two. This trend, literally, I'm sitting here in the studio currently scratching my head, and I just Letterman jackets. I don't even know how to introduce it. You know, yeah, like those huge bulky leather jackets you get in high school for participating in a varsity sport. Yeah, those are back. Except these celebs didn't play a sport to even earn one. Jessica Alba, Hilary Duff, and Lindsay Lohan are just a very, very small group of celebs caught wearing these heinous items. I mean, honestly, these jackets don't even look good on athletes, let alone non-athletic celebs who stumbled upon them in Forever 21 or H&M. I hate this trend. I don't need to explain myself further. Bella, Sophie, explain yourselves and tell the listeners if you love it or hate it.
Well, we weren't allowed to have Letterman jackets in high school, period, because we went to all girls' school and they were too masculine. So they were here's a sweater with a big F on the pocket. He's Flintridge. So, you know, I think they're cute if it's like your football player boyfriend gives it to you and you wear it around campus.
No, I don't even think that either. But in high school, like, I used to laugh at people who used to wear theirs. I literally would just drop to the floor, roll on the floor laughing, like, you're wearing a Letterman's jacket.
See, but I think that is the only way is if you're like some cute little cheerleader and
if
your
you're in High School Musical, it's okay.
Okay, I'll give that to you.
Yeah. But otherwise, like, Hilary Duff, what are you doing? You're not in high school anymore.
Jessica Alba.
Jessica Alba's kids are so cute, too. They don't need a mom dressing in a Letterman jacket.
And Lindsay Lohan, I'm pretty sure you're the farthest thing from any of this. No, it makes you look awful and heinous.
I mean, I can understand if they also, like, no, sorry, I can't.
There's no explanation for this trend.
It's like we've seen these Letterman jackets in person. It's like they're ratchet. They're like,
I mean, a lot of them, though, are fitted for more a feminine figure. If you've seen some of them, they're not the typical, like, you're not.
you're entitled to your opinion, but I say nope.
Nope. I mean, I'm not going to go out and buy one, but.
Thank the Lord. If you bought one, I'd rip it and burn it.
You could give me my money back, DJ Gossip Girl, okay?
Bella looks like she's about to start crying. This is a travesty.
I don't. No.
Dork. So I'm guessing you don't love it, Bella?
No, I don't think anyone should wear them outside of a high school campus.
Bam, Sophie, to you.
No, thank you.
Okay, you're going to Hollywood. None of us agree. Suckers, you're idiots, because these three girls in the studios think you look stupid.
And we know everything.
And yeah, we know everything. I mean, we do read almost all the 17 magazines, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, E! News, Teen Vogue. Credible. Yeah, I mean, seriously, we are on this stuff always. I mean, especially Soap. Whoever over here, she's a little fashionista over here, so she's really got it going on. It's like she has an app or something that tells her what to do. It's so funny.
I don't.
You don't. Okay, my next trend. It's red hot. It's hot. Literally, ladies, I'm talking red hair. It's the new hot and happening thing. Bombshells Diana Agron and Megan Fox have transformed their luscious locks, and I'm just going to go right out and say I love it. It's such a change. It's dramatic but sexy, and it really gives a woman a pop to her facial features, especially Megan Fox. Oh, I'd do anything to look like her. Girls, red hair.
Ginger Nation. Stay strong, stay beautiful. My best friend has red hair.
See, but it's not even just like fire engine red. No. There's like auburn red. Yeah. I mean, there's like strawberry blonde.
We call her a ginger, but she really just has auburn hair. But it is for it.
I want to go
every
auburn.
Complexion almost.
Yeah, I mean, this fall, I'm still a little weary, but I plan on being auburn. I've done it. I want to be auburn.
It works on so many different. Red is so universal to where, you know. Someone who's like me cannot go blonde. You know, a half black girl cannot go blonde. It just, you look stupid. But I could go like a
red
deep
easily.
Red shade and no one's going to be like, they'll be like, oh, Bella, like that's kind of weird. But it won't look startling. Mm-hmm. You know, like Rihanna did a really dark red at that one point, you remember? Mm-hmm. And it actually looked really, really
it's
nice.
It's very beautiful. And it, like I said, it gives you a very sultry edge almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only downside is it's way more high maintenance than blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, I don't got the money for that. I wish I did.
But I love it. I really do.
No, it's really beautiful. And I love how it makes everyone's eye just, like I said, it gives a woman's facial features a pop. So I love it. Bella loves it. Soph?
I love it. I
love that we all love it.
We're on cue today.
We are. Yeah. We're on top of this. My next trend. This season, I have really been taken aback by the beautiful braids celebrities have been wearing. From five braids, fishtails, braided bangs, and even the classical French braid. Braids are the new way to get your hair out of your face while maintaining a soft and sexy appearance. As a girl, I wear braids almost always, and it feels good wearing them. I mean, to tennis, I braid my ponytails, braid my bangs to get my bangs out of my face. I mean, I've had some friends fishtail my hair, and I really, I love this trend. I love it because, I mean, it's before I go to bed, it keeps my hair out of my face. It's good so my hair isn't damaged, especially for summer and spring too. Being able to braid your hair every day and not have to really do it and have just that messy, like, that messy braid be in, like, style, it's really nice because my hair can actually grow. I don't have to worry about split ends anymore. Don't have to put any heat to it. So, I mean, I love it. Girls?
I braid my bangs all the time. I cut them. And I really regret that decision to this day. And so the only way to really keep them out of my face currently is to braid them. And it's been convenient. And I love to braid hair. Mm-hmm. I braid everyone's hair. If you want your hair braided, I will braid it for you. Cornrows, fishtails, anything.
Cool. I didn't even mention cornrows. Yeah.
I could do some beads on there if you want some. Mm-hmm. If you play for a sports team and you want to support your team, tell me the colors. I got you.
I got all the beads.
You know, coming to Dominican, I was blessed to have Bella as my roommate because she just braids my hair, and I have no idea how to braid my hair. I can't do it, especially now that my hair is so short. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to do with it anymore. So, you know, pop in some high French braid, and mm-hmm. I look great, and I have Bella to thank for it.
The thing that I love about it, too, I mean, you can wear your hair braided to the beach. You can wear your hair braided mm-hmm. to class. You can wear it to a freaking, like, black tie event.
Lively does it the best. I have to say, she does the fishtail better than anyone, she does her own hair.
Mm-hmm. That's makes me jealous.
Another story.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really, really love it. And it's just, it's so beautiful. I mean, it's so playful. So girls, we all love it. Yes.
Love mm-hmm. it.
Glad we're on it.
Keep those fingers working.
Okay. So this last trend, girls, you know exactly what I'm talking about and who I'm referencing to, but we shall not say his name for the sake of privacy reasons. Okay, so, this last trend has not been spotted on any male celebrities as far as I'm concerned. However, around school and via Facebook, I have seen this article of clothing everywhere. And Dominican students, I'm sure you've seen it everywhere too. And anyone on the East Coast, you see it everywhere too. Ladies, brace yourselves. Chubbies. Yeah, you heard me. Chubbies, as in like the Daisy Dukes for boys. Like not like a fat boy, like chubby, like Daisy Dukes. From American flag print, hot pink, or even lime green, for some reason, boys love these shorts. Originally, this trend began on the East Coast, but it's plagued the West Coast. And I've even heard a student here at Dominican, and I swear to God, you girls, I have heard him say, if you don't like chubbies, you aren't even American. Literally, it has taken over people's minds. I mean, some can pull it off, whereas others cannot. And because of its huge popularity leading to unfit males wearing this trend and doing wrong to society, I'm going to have to say I hate this trend. So, boy on campus, I guess you think I'm a foreigner now.
I mean, the sky's out, so your thighs better be out, really?
Sky's out, thighs out. Oh, my gosh.
That's the phrase around campus lately. I think it's not a great trend, but it's a great humor trend.
And it's a great community mm-hmm. building outfit.
This little person, and they're just walking around with their thighs out with their, like, little
their polo on. And they're
like, this kid, I love you. Like, please, just, like, propose to me now. That's all I need for you.
No, Sophie, really. I'm just kidding. Boy on campus wearing chubbies, propose to Soph.
No.
I mean, okay. The kid also wears the sunglasses with the, like,
boat shoes.
Well, no, you know, like, so your sunglasses don't fall off. Like, the strand that you tighten them. Yeah. So, I mean.
But I think it's such a preppy look. And it's very funny. And some people really can pull it off. Like, the boy I'm referencing, totally, he can pull it off. But, again, I mean, he makes it look trendy, and there's some boys who can't pull it off, and they think that he looks trendy, and they want to look trendy, and so they think it's a great idea to put these chubbies on, and then I'm like, oh my god, like, you're just please, chubby, just chubby.
If you have chicken legs, please do not. If you have fat, like, legs, chicken bone, chicken thigh legs, like, please do not. That is not the look for you.
Do not have your thighs tanned. I do not want to see some nice tan calves, and then I look past your leg, and it's snow on Christmas. Like,
it's snow. It's like the vanilla on top of chocolate.
I don't want to see, like, a nice, like, chocolate bar, like, please, and then some vanilla ice cream.
Please ask, like, your mom, your sister, your girlfriend.
Give the girls okay down the hall.
If you don't have a girlfriend, there's plenty of girls who will give you their opinion. Plenty.
So, ladies, conclusion, love it, hate it.
Boy on campus, keep doing what you do. Everyone else, try not to.
Exactly.
I love it. Okay, that wraps up the Training with the Stars Love It or Hate It segment. Always so fun to do. That's my favorite segment. Moving along into my celebrity birthday bio, I like to highlight people's birthdays and acknowledge someone in the celebrity world for being born on this day. So today, happy birthday to Hugh Hefner. Dog pound. Today, in 1926, he was born. Oh, he is 88 years old. He was born in Illinois. And jaw drop moment, married to Crystal Harris, and she's in her early 20s. They just got married last year.
Hello.
Yeah, he is the founder and publisher of Playboy magazine, and he has given all the young, dumb girls in society out there a chance to make a living and provide for themselves through his company.
Kendra.
Oh, Kendra. Ollie.
So, Hugh Hefner, we applaud you. Thank you for all that you've done for those girls.
Keep wearing those satin pajamas.
Yeah, you keep wearing those satin pajamas, and you keep smooching your beautiful 20-year-old
Hope you had a great trophy wife. Breakfast in bed this morning.
I hope you did, too. And I really, even though you're just a little bit odd, there's many boys out there who salute you. So... happy birthday. That wraps up today's show. Thank you for all my listeners out there who listened to today's show. It's so awesome having you. It's so great to be on the show. Thank you, Sophie and Bella.
Of course.
It's always so awesome to have you as always.
Love you, DJ Gossip Girl.
Oh, thank you. Love you too, Soph. I will be back on a normal time next week, Monday 3 to 4, so make sure you tune in. I hope you guys all have a wonderful Tuesday and go out and enjoy this weather. So I will catch you all next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.